Well, welcome everybody to the Master Heart Family. And this is a place where our hearts are open and we're able to be who we really are. And that is just pure love. That's underneath all of everything, that we are pure love. And this is where we can, you know, dismiss the guards in front of our heart, that we don't have to be guarded anymore. There's nothing to be guarded from. We're the attractors. We create what we want in our life. And so if we just think about what we want, we'll get it. And together as our Master Heart family, that we're building a foundation of trusting and believing and knowing that God brings us all things and everything we ask for, whether we want it or not. And this all helps us with us sharing all this good news, all the miracles happening in our life, and going places that we've never been before. And especially you'll love this session where we're going to become enlightened. And it's actually on a scale, and we'll talk a little bit later about that, but it's on the scale of consciousness. And where are we? And all we have to do is ask to be enlightened, and we actually will become enlightened. So it's a fun, exciting time, and welcome everybody. And so we start our discussion on, you know, the miracles happening in our life, and who wants to start and share the good news and what's going on in your life to uplift and inspire us. And Stephen, I see you're waving your hand. Hey, good morning.
How are we doing, group? Super lucky, you know, miracles happen daily in my life, and to be able to walk out of a hospital with 100% clogged artery, a 90% clogged artery, and a 70% clogged artery, and to walk out 3 days later, and you know, I guess I don't feel like I look that good, but everybody says, like, you don't look sick, and I guess for a triple bypass, I'm doing really well, so that is a miracle.
That is just a miracle. I would say that you look better than I've ever seen you. Yeah.
Don't make me laugh too hard. This is finally starting to feel better.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with the tattoo yet, but.
Yeah, right.
It's a nice scar.
It's just amazing. And, you know, and to be clear, so everybody understands what really happened here, is Stephen, just when he found out he had this heart attack and you know, goes to the hospital, emergency, and he looked at it all as a blessing. He expected good to come from this. He expected better than where he was to come from this. And I love that he says, like, hey, it just, you know, doubled my lifespan now. And it's
110. He said, my heart's so good, they should get another 55 years out of it. Damn. And it's funny because they declined my home health, my physical therapy home health, because I don't need it. I simply don't need it. I mean, that's pretty crazy.
That's great. Yeah. You know, I'm truly blessed. Had numerous operations, whatever, in my past. And because of, just like Stephen, this expectation that, hey, I'm just going to be healthier, I'm going to have a quick recovery, I'm going to feel better than ever, that just like Stephen, yeah, my physical therapy, I never did. When I broke my leg, I ended up not having an operation and not doing any physical therapy. And it's just incredible on what happens when you ask God to do the healing. And this is nothing against, by the way, anything. We're never against any of this. Yeah. Against doctors, and I'm encouraging, don't go to doctors. They're great. But they don't do the healing. And they'll all tell you that. And so, you know, there's a greater power that does the healing. And we can tap into that. And that's what we're about. And one of the ways to tap into that is for us to share the miracles, like Stephen has. This guy just, you know, got out of the hospital and he looks better than ever. And could you share, before we started, could you share what someone was telling you about? Doesn't look like you went to the hospital, but you went where? What?
My uncle has got to be the world's biggest comedian, just never made it on the big stage. The first thing he said, you haven't been in the hospital, unless it was a medical hospital, because you look 20 years younger than you did there's no heart attack. And I had to show him my scar to, for him to actually believe that I actually got the triple bypass.
Yeah.
And I'm only 5 pounds heavier than I ever was in high school. So, you know, it's amazing. I've lost some weight and I can't believe it. I mean, I feel 98% better. I haven't taken any pain medication in 2 days.
That's great.
I mean, that's a miracle.
Yeah.
Triple bypass.
Yeah. And so that uncle said, it looks like you just came from a spa.
Yeah, the day spa, medical spa, not the doctor's cutting knife.
Oh my God.
Very blessed to have good genes and some good mentors in my life to help me steer the right direction with a good mindset going into it. And as I get to it, if we're going to do it, let's get to it.
Yeah. You
know, what are we wasting for?
Yeah.
So I do thank everybody and, you know, the big guy up there for helping out. And
yeah,
I did receive everybody's love, vibes, and good thoughts. And so I appreciate y'all. And another 55 years strong. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get out there and rock it.
Beautiful, Stephen. Fantastic. Well, we just love that. And that's why, again, there's nothing to be afraid of. You know, the other day, really seemed like, they acted as though what was going on, that they were going to die. And I asked them, you know, do you think you're going to die from this? And they said, of course not. I'm not going to die. And I said, well, would that be like the worst thing that you think could happen, is that you would die? And they said, well, yeah, this won't happen because of this situation. But, you know, I'm not going to die. And I said, well, guess what? If you do die, and there's really not death, we have eternal life, and so we don't die. But I've been there, and I've actually been there 3 different times, experiences in my life. And on the other side there, it's like magical. There's this warm feeling that, you know, I just, now I can feel it, and I realize it, and we'll do it later on today, in fact. And there's this bright light, and it's a beautiful place. So like where we're going is actually a better place, if you will, in some ways. And so, you know, the worst that could happen to us is if we die, and if we die, we're going to go to a better place. And it's like, oh my God, what are we, you know, there's nothing to complain about, nothing to worry about.
Nothing to complain about.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
I'll show you my scar if you want, but it's a good.
No, that's okay. That's right. Okay. You showed it to me, and it's good.
Yeah.
We believe you. Everybody will take my word for it that you got a big, long scar there.
It's a good one. My best shark bite ever.
Yeah. And that'll go away, too, by the way. You'll see that it's amazing on how the body heals, and that you won't be able to even see it. So great. Well, thank you.
Miracle. Steven, absolute miracle.
Congratulations. And that's super. And so other good things going on. Who wants to share, or questions, comments, thoughts? What's going on?
Steven, you could get a sweet zipper tattoo.
That's what somebody meant.
Right, that's a good one, Cash.
That is a good one.
Yeah, and Cash, you're just amazing. I keep on hearing things, but I don't know. Do you give talks around and encourage and uplift people?
Try my best. I don't go out of my way for it, but
yeah. Because he did an amazing thing and saved this lady's life and prayed for her and uplifted the family and. But you're doing other things out there too, aren't you? Have you given a talk, or I don't know, I heard something through the grapevine and you were doing some amazing things.
Certain webinars here and there, I'll chime in if people ask me to.
Yeah.
It's something I enjoy. I like connecting with people and sharing some wisdom.
Yeah. And, and that's, I like looking at it as we're leading with heart. And, for us to lead with heart and to be able to share the good news, because we can either all be in our pity parties or not. And so we decide to be in our happy party and our good place. Hey, Deborah, where are you walking? Wow, is that a beautiful background? Love that. Yeah, you're taking a walk in Florida, and so Deborah's clouds and all warm and nice and great. Yeah, so other thoughts?
I've got them.
Yeah, hey, Melanie.
See. Am I off mute?
No, yeah, you're off mute. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this weekend, both my son and my boyfriend were sick, and like horribly sick. And so I'm going la 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 la, and not thinking anything about, you know, oh God, I hope I don't get sick. No, I won't get sick. Not gonna get sick. I'm gonna bebop on through this. It's all good. And so I've been good. And my boy, he went to school this morning. He had 102.2 on Friday, but we just sailed through that. It's all good. And so I had something this morning. Woke up, I did my the preliminary meditation. Or no, actually first I did the Archangel Michael.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I went to sleep a little while, and then I did the preliminary meditation.
Yeah.
And I got up and I was gonna do my joy shop and be bopping around the house and go make my coffee. And I sit down on my desk and all of a sudden I hear this crash on the front porch, and it sounded like glass breaking. It sounded horrible. And so I go out there, and I had this tray of organized nails and screws and everything, and with their little compartments. And the cats were hungry. I had left the tray on the table, and so one of them knocked it off, and it just, all of that stuff went everywhere. And I'm looking at it, I was like, oh well, that's gonna be fun. I like to organize things. And I'm trying to think of, you know, what you would think, Dr. Hank, and just bebop it along through. And so I'm looking at it, I was like, yeah, I'm not ready for that just yet. I'm gonna go get my coffee. And so I turn around and I see a pile of dog poop from the dog that I woke up at 1 this morning and took outside, and then couldn't go back to bed till about 3:30. And I'm like, oh, it's a little brown ball of blessings right there. And I just go get my stuff and clean that up and get those screws. And so I go out and I'm in my robe. I'm picking up all these screws, and I'd fed the cats. I was like, well, they knocked it down because they're hungry. They need to be fed anyways. So I feed them. And there's one that I feed up on the table. And so he's eating and he's knocking the food off into all the mixed bolts. And I'm just laughing about it and picking them up, throwing them on. And so this man, I see him walking down the street in front of the house. And my block is one way in, one way out. Yeah. It's not like if somebody's walking around on my little corner, then they don't need to be there. They have no business there. There's no store. There's nothing.
Yeah.
So whatever. But people walk around the block, you know, got to get healthy. So let them go. And then my neighbor, who I haven't seen in days, pulls up in a very nice vehicle, or a very nice vehicle pulled up. And they were actually waiting for him to move, I guess, so they could pull in the driveway. Mm. And I was just, you know, I acknowledged all that. And I kept picking up my stuff. And then the man came back and he wanted to ask me for something, and he couldn't speak English. And there's a new house that was built up the road, and where it's got a bunch of, I guess, immigrant workers. I don't know. Yeah. And all I know is I don't speak Spanish.
Right.
And I had nothing to offer this man at that moment, in my pajamas and my robe, picking up. And when he came back, I was like, I don't know what he said, something ma'am, and then something in Spanish. And I without thinking, I threw up my hand. I said, no, no, no. And so he shut up and he went on his way, because there was nothing I could have done for the man.
Right.
But then I got done, and you know, I came in here and I sat down. I was like, huh, I wonder if I passed that one, because I see like I overcame the other ones. Like, what was the deal with them? What happened there? Did I do that right? Because I didn't want to get myself into anything I don't want to be in. And so that was my morning, and I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Well, Melanie, I love your attitude towards that. That because, see, we can get upset over that whole box, you know, nails and screws and whatever going. And we get a choice in every moment. And so what you shared with us is very powerful, because remember, whatever your energy is, and so there is, and I said most of you should have received this about the energy and the different levels of energy. And it's actually levels of consciousness. And what it is we're vibrating. And when we are thinking thoughts, we are this energy that then attracts similar energy. So if Melanie would have gotten upset over that, or over the doo-doo, or over the person that really shouldn't have been there, you know, whatever, that what would have happened is things would have gotten, she would have vibrated that way, and similar things would happen to her that would make her feel bad. If she decided to feel bad, instead she just went ahead. Everything is fine. And using these tools, so for example, Archangel Michael's meditation, and if you don't have that, contact me. And paraliminals, they're just amazing. They go in and sink in your subconscious mind, and they're just helpful ways to change the way that our thinking has been. Because, see, we have been brought up with, hey, you got to watch out. You got to protect yourself. You got to put up guards in front of your heart. And see, when you do that, you can only love someone as much as you love yourself and as much as your heart goes out. And if you have guards in your heart, that everybody you meet will have guards on their heart too. It's just the way it is, because you attract whatever you're vibrating. And so there are, and then the joy shop, doing the joy shop, you know, these are ways in order to improve the way that we think, that improves the way that we feel, that then improves our life. And we attract the things that we do want. So when stuff happens, and the other thing is we typically can't figure out why that happened in a lot of circumstances. So where's the good in, you know, let's say this guy coming, you know, where's the good out of that? But all of that will lead to good. All three of those examples that Melanie indicated will lead to good. If anything, it already led to good because she just got a kick out of it. And so she'll just attract, you know, even better things into her life. So hearing that, Melanie, what are your thoughts on that? Did you see anything of the wanted in there other than that, you know, you changed it because of the way that your attitude was?
The one wanted thing is that I stood up for my property, and I have a history of helping more than I can help. And I felt like, because it all flowed through, the man was an integral part of the situation, because of the situation I just got out of with my son. Yeah. And standing up for my home. Yeah. And, you know, I've had this home since 99. I'm young. I inherited it when I was 19. And I have always housed people and helped people and, yeah, you know, went out there and just drained myself. Yeah. So in that moment, I like my old self, the giving, you know, the charity person, right, was like, well, what if he needed help? What if you could have right, done something? What if that was, and then there's what if he was some blessing, you know? And then it's like, yeah, it wouldn't have come out of your mouth so quick if you weren't in alignment with where you needed to be. There was no second thought. It was absolutely, I have nothing. There's nothing I can give to this man. Yeah. And I don't think he wants anything that's worth a damn. So yeah, you can walk up where you came from, and all of that is good.
Yeah. And you know, you just bring up so many amazing points there that, you know, we call it a PP, a people pleaser. And so, and we've been brought this way up, you know, that, think about other people. And I can't think for or feel for other people, okay? But I know this, that now when I thrive and I stand tall like Melanie did, that now she's not always just, okay. Because what happens when you continue to give, what will happen, and you don't get an exchange back of energy with that what happens is you get burnt out, that they take the energy from you. You allowed them to take that. And so you stood tall for yourself. And again, that person will just be fine. But now you know where you are, and that you know, you can stand tall and not always, and you stood tall with, and people don't know the details about, like, with your son, but basically, you know, Melanie, without getting into a lot of detail, and, enabled her son, and then, you know, told him he could live with her and everything. And it became an abusive relationship, you know, as far as the son to her. And so she stood tall and said, enough of this. And they actually, so instead of enabling people, that, like Melanie there with these people, the person that came today, or son, whatever, is that what she's doing? And she's empowering these people, because really, nobody needs help per se, that we have all the resources from the universe, God, our inner being, our angels, our archangels, we have all these resources to be able to be, do, and have anything that we want. Now, do we love other people around? You bet. What we've done is we've created the Master Heart Family. We're similar-minded people come together and we build each other. We build ourselves up versus destroy ourselves and lose our power and become burnt out. And so there's a difference there. And when you're thriving, and you know, it's this principle, when you thrive, the whole world will thrive. And you're thriving when you stand tall and know what you desire and flow and just, you know, feel what feels best and go there versus what, oh, I'm supposed to be this way. You're not supposed to be anyway other than the pure, loving person that you are. So that's beautiful, Melanie. Thank you. Great.
And my joy shop, it's really been helping with my wants to say, to start writing out why I want them and describe it. It just feels so good to dive into that why instead of just, I want. Right. So I've been embellishing on that. And just one real quick thing, a very happy image that came to my mind out of the blue, because I wanted something more. I wanted to look at something happier than what I was living in and everything. And my angels sent me this vision of me in a glass, like a glass extension, like a glass patio, window patio. Awesome. On an amazing house, but I'm on a trampoline in the glass room, and we're above the Alps, and it, like, that's my new happy place, is bouncing on the trampoline, looking down at the Alps and all of the mountains and everything. So I've been really looking at pictures of the Alps, and that's been helping.
Oh my God. I just love that. And so see, and when we can visualize it, when we can see it, and when we have the ability to imagine it, that God, all that is, has the ability to give it to you. And it doesn't matter if it's a thimble or a castle, whatever it is, it's easy peasy. So, and to be in your happy spot, and whatever that is, whether it's on a trampoline or, you know, flying with your angels or whatever, that we make it all up in our heads. And, you know, and people say, oh, no, but look at all this is going, and look at the world or whatever. The only way you're going to find peace in the world, the only way, is if you have peace within you. And then you'll see peace come to you. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Great. Thank you, Melanie. Yeah. Other good, other things going on? Other thoughts, comments? Yeah.
Hey, I'll share.
Okay. Hey, Deb.
Hi. Hey. And hey. Melanie, thank you for sharing. What a beautiful story. I can feel your heart, you know, when you share. Thanks. So inspiring. Absolutely. So I just have a cute little story I'll share. On Saturday, I went to Honeymoon Island, where we're all going to be meeting together in February for those that are coming. Super excited. So it's one of my, like, you know, you talked about your happy place, Melanie, on a trampoline bouncing, you know, and seeing that vision. Mine is like at the beach and Honeymoon Island is one of them. And I took my both my girls. So Gyra, baby Jaira is now 6 months. And she actually like enjoyed the beach. It was so cute. We have like a little tent for her and then my 3-year-old. So anyways, I was, I'm always asking to make great connections with people like in my joy shop, like find like-minded people. And I started talking to this lady who she turned out was with her granddaughter. I thought, and it was, I didn't know like the situation, but we were just chatting. She lives in Palm Harbor as well. And my daughter Mira was playing with her daughter or granddaughter. Sorry. It was so cute. So we were just chatting and she's like, yeah, well, you know, my daughter is not in the picture. She's kind of going through her storm and things. And so I'm the guardian. And I kind of felt like, I could relate, maybe share my story, but I didn't get there just yet. But I'm just like, I feel like I met this person, for a reason. So we're talking and she's wearing like these cute, like heart earrings. And I'm like, I really like your earrings. And you know what? She gave them to me. I was like, that is just like, I mean, I like them. I need them. Like they're, it's part of the conversation. But that was so sweet. And then she gave me her contact info and it was just like, you just meet people and pomp that beach is her like, happy place, too. And, but I just felt like maybe I could help her out with her daughter. Cause she was like, wow, it's just so nice to see a mom and a husband, a father like you guys. It's a hard, hard job. It's one of the hardest jobs. She's like, I just want to give you a hug. And she gave me a hug and just tell you how proud I am. And I just said, and I prayed with her for a minute about her daughter. And that was that. And then it was just such a cute moment because there's so many people in life that if you focus on those type of people, you'll meet them. And I have a family in Massachusetts who, I don't talk to any crystals. That's my last name. And the crystal princess. They didn't like who I was becoming. And and that's on them. We're not here to please people. And we're here to find people that we want to grow with and flourish and help. And it was just an awesome experience meeting that woman and for giving me her heart earrings.
And the power of this, Deborah, to understand that I can ask her in the morning, I want to meet just amazing people, people that are similar minded, that people that are kind and loving and fun and happy. And when you ask for that, it doesn't matter who you've had in the past, what other people, when you ask for that, then it comes and you don't have to do the work. The Father does the work. Our only job is to ask for what we want and then to allow it in. And so Deborah didn't, in her joy shop, didn't pray that, didn't think about those good people she wanted to attract. And then afterwards was thinking about, oh, there's no way I can, attract those people or there aren't those people in this world or whatever. She didn't do that. She just allowed it. And so if you just let it go and allow God, that God will bring you, this higher power, the universe, this amazing energy will bring you anything that you want. And the second thing that Deborah said is, this idea about, people that don't like you, they just don't like your behavior. Okay. And vice versa. If you don't like somebody, it's just you don't like their behavior. And it's like, hey, I'm going to give that up that, they don't like me. Hey, they don't like me. We're not here to have everybody like us. We're not here to fix the world or fix people. We're here to create. And we get to choose exactly the type of life that we want. And so as you start doing this, when you start being like Stephen and say, hey, I'm going to see the blessing in this, in a heart attack, an operation, and I'm going to be better. And with Deborah saying, this is where, I'm going to go to the place that I love. I mean, she can go to Honeymoon Island because that was her dream. She was living in Boston and she decided, hey, I don't want to do that. And one thing after the next and all kinds of things had to happen to make that happen and her husband's job and all kinds of things out of our control, but actually everything is in our control. When we ask for it, that there are ways that will just magically happen in order to have our dreams come true. But this idea about really believing, you know, believing this is who you are, how powerful you are. So I just love that, Deborah. How beautiful.
Dr. Hank, speaking of asking, right this month I'm reading the book of Luke and the gospel. And this morning I actually read chapter 11 and it states, "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you."
Yeah, boy, don't you just love that? You know, all you need to ask and you shall receive. All you need to seek and you shall find. All you need to knock and the doors will be open. Man, that is so powerful. This is who we are. You know, do we have to be told by anybody that it's just like, wow, this is great? And let's get into it. It's a perfect segment here. Thank you, Cash, too. You know, what are we going to ask for? You know, what are we going to seek? What door are we going to knock on? And so I would recommend that we all write down these four words. And where this comes from is, again, this idea about, and I sent all of us, and again, if you need it, let me know. But it's the different levels of consciousness. And on the top, that there are the spiritual realm. It's the highest place that we can be with our consciousness. Because really, everything is about the way that we're thinking about it. Okay, that you know, I give the example that I got people that are talking to me that, you know, I ask them, it's like you got, you know, 100 people with guns, you know, at your head, and there's not one person there, there's not one gun there. You're just sitting there and you're making up this stuff. So what are you gonna make up? And so here's what we can make up. And it's interesting on the level. That so this is all these four concepts, these four ideas. If you ask for these, if you ask to have these doors open, if you knock on these doors, and the first one, and I'll call it at the bottom, but again, they're all in the spiritual realm. And the first one is love. And so just embrace on like what we're doing together, why you're here is, you know, the Master Heart Family, heart and love, and for us to just open up our hearts and be authentic who we are. You know, there are no secrets, by the way, too, that, you know, if you think you're keeping a secret, eventually all secrets are told, and it's all okay. Okay, that whoever we are, you know, we have all the same basic needs, and so it's all okay. And believe me, I've heard a lot of stuff. and in that so this idea about love and to ask for, and I've really been focused on this recently, that I've asked for love, and love of what? Me, to love me. Okay, it all starts with you. You can't love the outside world. However much you love yourself is how you're going to love other people. And so I want to love myself. And I want to love God, my inner being. And I want to love the world and the people, Mother Earth, and all the people from, and you can get into this from the past, present, and future. All the people who want it or I want it. Because, see, even the people that you didn't really like and you're mad at from the past, whatever, they're actually a blessing. They got you on this right now, where you're watching this, or you're with this, that because that was what you didn't want. And it birthed the thoughts about what you did want. That's why everything is a blessing. So this idea of love. And the second word up from love in this consciousness, and if you are there, by the way, all the gates of heaven will open up. Everything that you want, you know, your business, money, you know, whatever relationship, everything you want. If you're in this spiritual realm of consciousness and focused on, so love, The next one up is joy. And you know, I've shared with you, our soul is here for three reasons. And it's growth, and it's freedom, okay? And the prize is joy. And sure enough, where is it in that spiritual realm, that joy that we all want to feel better? In fact, everything that you want is because you believe it'll make you feel better. And why do you want to feel better? Because that's where God is, your higher being, universe, whatever word you want to, most comfortable with, because God is in joy all the time. God has never thought about you as, oh, I can't believe you did that, or I can't believe you said that. God never does that. God instantly, on whatever situation, whatever thought that you have, instantly actually knows what you do want and knows that you have to have that contrast. And those things of whatever, and the people you didn't like, or the situations you didn't like, or you that you didn't like you. And it's all fine that it's leading to this, and to this idea about joy. And in this graph that it says, a view of life. And so if you're in joy, what's your view of life? And it's being complete. Doesn't that sound nice and complete? Yeah, I love being complete. So love, S for love, S for joy. And the third out of the four thoughts and emotions and vibration that you can be at is a word, peace. Mm. And if you think about that, think about really the commotion, the things you don't like, whatever, you weren't at peace. And just think if, and you can create peace right now, just like Stephen created better health. That, you know, Melanie turned it all around to stand tall and feel good about her being who she is, not being a PP, and instead being the commander of her soul, the captain of her ship. Ah, this is what it is. For, you know, Deborah to call forth, here's the people I want, and amazing people that give her stuff, you know. and that's your cup overflowing, by the way, that when you ask for those type of people, then all of a sudden they are giving their earrings to you. You know, whatever. It's like, what? That, yeah, your cup overflowing, but it depends which way you're going. Are you on the wanted or the unwanted? And I know many of you have, it's been helpful for you to have me physically do this, is are you facing towards the unwanted, these things that we just are talking about, are the opposite of that, okay, love, and actually the opposite of love is fear. And so the only things that, you know, when you're thinking about things you don't want, it's fear. And we just turn now, and we turn towards love. We turn towards joy. And think about that word, peace. And the predominant emotional state of peace is bliss. Ooh. So you can even do peace, and then maybe in parentheses next to peace is bliss. Yeah, I want to be in bliss. I want to be blissful. I want to feel blissful. That's the emotional state of that. And emotion is energy, and we get to create the type of energy we want. And then at the top of this list, again, they're all combined together, but kind of the prize as far as like energy level is enlightenment, to be enlightened. One of the reasons why I'm white on today is the light, okay, to be enlightened. Yeah, I want that light. And the emotional state of that is a word called ineffable, ineffable. And that means words can't describe it. When I had my near-death experiences and went into the light and became enlightened, that words can't describe the feeling there. I can't describe words. There are no words to effectively describe what this enlightenment is. And in the God view of how does God look at enlightenment? In itself, which means you're made in the image and likeness of God. You're part of God. When you realize that, you never badmouth yourself again. Never criticize yourself again. All you do is love yourself. Love everything about it. And enlightenment is where you're in pure consciousness. And you see the truth in everything. And you see the truth that then you see the wanted in everything. You see the good in everything. Everything is playing out. Just like when we go through our lives and people, you know, you're looking at your life and judging it, which is a committee member, right? The head of the committee, the judge, and oh, you did this wrong and right. But when you transition back into the non-physical and your enlightenment, then you're going to look back at your life and you're going to see the perfection in it. It's all just perfect. So you don't have to wait till that. You can become enlightened now and see that you're perfect, that your life has been, and that you are adding to life love, joy, peace, and enlightenment. So with that, let's go there now. And let's go to enlightenment. And all we need to do is ask. And so I would ask that you close your eyes. It's better to go within, the kingdom within. This is where enlightenment is. This is where love is, joy, and your peace is. It's all within. And so let's close our eyes. Let's breathe in deeply. Breathe in 5 seconds. And as you breathe out, just say to yourself, relax. Say to yourself, at peace. And breathe in. All the way down to your toes, that breath. And release. Let go. Be in a pure state of allowing as you invite God in, as you invite your higher power in. Breathe in and be breathing in now love, joy, peace, enlightenment. And as you breathe out, just say to yourself, at peace, at ease, in love, in joy. I am the light. Breathe in. And breathe out. And just enjoy. Enjoy the beautiful oneness you feel with God. And now invite enlightenment. And we ask now for all of us to become enlightened. To be at one with God, to understand who we are, and let us now see that light, that illumined light within our minds. Just imagine that light of God flowing into you now. Going at the top of your head and your crown. Just feeling your mind just expanding into this brightness, into this light. Continue to breathe deeply. and feel the light of God and the light of enlightenment, of pure consciousness flowing now into your emotions and having your emotions bright and light, feeling so good, feeling this warmth and this love of God and all that is surrounding you, that is in every thought, it's in every feeling. And now just imagine this beautiful, loving light of enlightenment flows into every pore of your body, every cell of your body. Feel this love. Feel this joy. Feel this peace. We are now at one with peace. We ask for love, and love comes a calling now. And love comes, and we realize that we're pure, beautiful love in this light as we are enlightened. We've expanded our consciousness and our awareness, the love of God, of the joy of God. The peace of God is our now ours. We are enlightened in our minds, in our emotions, in our breath. Breathe in the white light. Breathe in the warmth. Your illumined mind, your enlightened mind, feelings feel so good now. And you know that everything you have asked for is flowing to you now perfectly. Just love on how better health flows to you now. The white light of God flows in every cell of your body, every thought of your mind, every feeling in your emotions, flows in every organ of your body, every function of your body is just lit up now. You're lit up. You feel so good. We together feel so good. We see the light. The light now surrounds us. We are enlightened as it surrounds us. It flows in us and through us and all around us. And we're just glowing now at the warmth and the love of this light is inevitable. It feels so beautiful. We are so alive, so in love, so in joy, so at peace now. For we are the enlightened ones now. Because we have asked, and now we have allowed it to receive it again. We have seeked this enlightenment, and we have now found it. It's been here all along, and we love this. We love that we have discovered the truth. And we love that we have knocked on the door of love, and it has opened for us now. We love that we knock now on the door of joy, and the door of joy opens wide for us now. Breathe in. And we love now knocking on the door of peace. The door of peace opens wide for us. We welcome it. And now we knock on this beautiful white crimson door, the door of enlightenment. We knock on it, and it opens. And enlightenment, be at one with all that is, to have the understanding of who we are, why we're here, and just loving this enlightenment, this peace, this joy, this love that is in us. And we have opened up these doors now, and we invite this in, and as they come in, we shall be it, and we shall attract love and the people and the circumstances and the situations. We shall attract joy. Joy like we've never felt before in our lives is now ours. We now welcome peace in, and all peace just flows now. Breathe in. Have that peace just flow in and through you, and peace is now yours. And now the door of enlightenment just flows, that open door flows into us with everything we've ever wanted, our oneness with God. And we are in a pure state of allowing now this love, this joy, this peace, this enlightenment to be in our lives now and forevermore. Feel this warmth, this love, this joy, this peace, this oneness. It is now ours. For this, we give thanks. Breathe in. And just enjoy this now and vibrate at the highest vibration there is. Just feel how good you feel. And I now welcome you back into your chairs. Welcome you back into this beautiful life that just got oh so much better. So filled with love and joy and peace and enlightenment now. You'll see the world differently. You'll see you differently. And now open up your eyes. And give thanks for this beautiful life that is now ours. And so it is. Amen.
Amen.
Good inspiration. Any thoughts, comments before we do our singing? Yeah. Mike.
So there we go. You know, I was always left by myself quite a bit as a kid, which I watched a lot of movies, and I've always liked Alice in Wonderland to get your muchness back. You know, that was always one of my favorite. Getting the muchness back is where I feel right now.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah, that has a lot of depth and meaning of all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no one behind the curtain, if you will, that we're it. It's within the kingdom within us. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Last night I was watching Joe Dispenza's Rewired series. And since I deal with fight or flight in the brain, and it was with current knowledge in the medical field and with testing, it's understood that the pineal gland has little crystals in it, and when you apply the pressure upon the little crystals, it causes an piezoelectric effect. So it was brilliant when I saw that Joe Dispenza is focusing on a breath that pumps up the pressure into the pineal gland and causes the spinal fluid to be able to, there's like, I forget the word of it. There's some pump in your brain. And so I'm watching that last night at 3 a.m. when I was letting the dog out. But so the thing is you breathe in and you want to compress your belly and your sex organs, basically just compress your inner muscles as you're breathing, and that causes the pressure to go up into the brain and causes the fluids to press on the pineal gland, and then so you can, and it brings you to enlightenment. That was what he was talking about, and I knew in the middle of the night, I was like, oh, I'm gonna use this tomorrow.
And so there you go. Yeah, cool. And there is all those explanations. Just so you know, Melanie is, you know, she's a healer and has amazing ways to help people, and does alpha biotics. It's just incredible and has helped me with, you know, my back. It's just amazing, amazing things. And so she knows what she's talking about, if you will, and you know, all of this. And just know that, you can create all of this. And with your mind, you can create all of this. And so just, you know, keep it simple, keep it easy, and do that breathing, and it's beautiful.
Michelle asked me to share a link to the Joe Dispenza.
Okay, great.
Yes. Oh, well, it's just I have a subscription to the Gaia app.
Okay.
And you can go on to YouTube as well, and that was where I originally found the Rewired, is what it's called, by Joe Dispenza. Serious, okay. Yeah, and so you're going to have to look up. I don't know if he has in there a pineal gland.
It's on there. It's on there.
Yeah,
it's all
there. It's okay. On there. Okay, yeah, great. There. Yeah, super. Hey, because of time, thank you so much, Mom. Because of time, we like to laugh and have more fun.
We like to laugh and have more fun.
For we are the enlightened ones.
Because we are enlightened ones.
Being enlightened is our new game. Peace is our middle name.
Peace is our middle name.
Joy and love is our divine right. The universe is our guiding light. Sound off the Master Heart Family.
Sound off the Master Heart Family.
And one more time, sound off the Master Heart Family.
Sound off the Master Heart Family.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
All right, everybody, love you. Just a magical time together, and just know that you are now enlightened, and just flow with that and allow it in, and you will see the magic happen. I love you all. Take care.
Love you. Bye.
Okay, love you. Thank you.
Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you.
You too.